On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am one of those people.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
That's me. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm not denying it. It's me. How you doing today? Good to be with you. It's a Monday. Did you get that? Did you get the clue that it's a Monday, in case you didn't know? How you doing? Start of another week. Just another week. I woke up this morning. I got allergies up to you know what. Unbelievable with the allergy. I think I'm allergic to people. That's my problem. I know I'm socially allergic to people, that I've known for a long time, but I didn't know it would affect my nose like this. It's my nose is running all over the place. Oh my gosh. How you doing today? Good to be with you. I have allergies today. I'm allergic to people and to pollen and to trees and to pencils and to rugs and to chairs. I'm allergic to people from all countries, all backgrounds, all nationalities, so I'm not racist at all. I'm allergic to everybody. And I think that's important. I really do. I think it's important in life to have that kind of open allergic feeling, where I don't discriminate in any sense. I'm allergic to everybody. Young, old, in the middle, everybody, and everything. Anyway, how you doing? I know some people that are allergic to house dust. That's a problem. Because you're going to have a problem. If you're allergic to house dust or house dust, and you can live in a tent, but if you're in a tent and you're allergic to tents, you've got a canvas problem. You can't win. Don't even try. Over the weekend, boy, it was a big story for a couple of days where this Chinese rocket booster thing was out of control, man. It's just out of control. These Chinese rocket boosters, they're out of control. It was hurling itself back to Earth, tumbling, and about to hit Earth's atmosphere, and they didn't know where the thing was going to land. And I kind of figured over the weekend, this, with my luck these days, with my unforgiven allergic luck, that space thing was probably going to fall on my head. You know, and they kept saying, you know, the chances of the space debris hitting you are like one in a million, one in a billion. And I said, well, that's within the realm of possibility for me, because that's the way my luck goes. Now, of course, if I can win the lottery, that would be different. But no, for debris falling out of space, I'm pretty much in the target zone always. Anyway, it didn't fall on my head. It just hit me in the big toe. Apparently, the size of this thing was about the size of a school bus and about twice as heavy. It was 10 feet tall, this rocket booster hurling toward Earth, but in the Earth's atmosphere, as it made entry to the atmosphere, it would have burned up on entry and gotten into smaller pieces the size of a bus. Well, as long as it's smaller the size of a bus, what am I complaining or being concerned about? So I watched this thing on YouTube live and it tracked the space debris. It was fascinating. You know, these movies on television where these things are falling from space and, you know, it's Armageddon and all that kind of stuff. It felt like, ooh, I'm living a movie here. But the space debris apparently did enter the Earth's atmosphere around 9 o'clock Saturday night Eastern time. And most of it, if not all of it, burned up upon entry and landed somewhere in the Indian Ocean. Around the Maldives. I don't know them. Sounds like my neighbors. Are the Maldives coming over for dinner tonight? No, they can't. Their daughter's sick, so they're not. Oh, the Maldives. They're those crazy Maldives. So nobody was struck, nobody was hurt. It's just the Chinese are out of control as far as their space program is concerned. I mean, they're just out of control. Prices are going to be going up soon. There was a cyber attack on a pipeline, which feeds about a dozen states, which is going to affect the whole country. Your gas prices are going to go up through the roof for a period of time because the pipeline was shut down. It's down. Gas prices have been steadily going up. They're going over $3 a gallon in most places already. Do you remember when it was just like $1.50 or something a while ago? It was the only good thing during the Trump administration was the oil was cheap. The only good thing, okay? The only good. Thank you. Thank you very much. And by the way, it had nothing to do with him. Anyway, welcome to the program. How are you? Good to be with you. Here's a thing. here's the problem. here's what the problem is. It's you. You're the problem. No, you're not the problem. It's the person next to you. That person's the problem. Let's not talk to the person next to you for a while, because they're the problem. I could only find who the problem is, things would be better. So that's why things are going badly for me. It's your fault. Restaurateurs all across the country, people who own restaurants, are having trouble hiring. We're coming out of pandemia in this country. In other countries, horrible. This country, there's still some problems. Let me talk about this for just a few minutes. I'm not gonna bother you. I really won't. I won't bother you much longer. Jobs are opening up all over the place, but they can't find people to fill them. What, do we have a lack of people all of a sudden? There are many, many people collecting unemployment. A good high percentage still is collecting unemployment. And job openings are all over the place, and managers and owners can't find people to fill the positions. They're getting desperate. Do you know why? Here's the conundrum. With the pandemia, people were getting, they were on unemployment. They're getting unemployment checks. They're getting, they're getting money. They are collecting more money through unemployment than they could make if they went back to work in a restaurant or in one of those service jobs. Yeah, they're making more. Why should they go to work every day if they can sit on their ass at home, watch TV, and collect the same amount of money from the government? So here's the question to you. Should the government immediately cut out these unemployment checks, and then people will go back to work because they'll need money. It's a difficult thing because some people really do need money, and some people really are just sitting on their asses at home collecting checks when the job openings, and they're not taking the jobs because it doesn't. Look, let me ask you a question, and let's not be high on our horse, whatever that means. If someone was giving you $300 a week, or $500 a week, whatever it is, $600, whatever. And if you worked in a restaurant, you'd be only making $200 a week. Would you go work at the restaurant, or would you just sit on your ass and collect the money? We're human. We're human people. You understand that? Redundant, but we're human people. Why the hell would you go to work? I would rather do both, but you can't do that. Here's the bottom line problem in this country, and I think in many others too. If you own a restaurant or you're doing a minimum wage thing like a Walmart or something like that, my God, pay them more money. Why would a person go to work for somebody, their salary is $2, $3 an hour, and you just hope that you can make a lot of money on tips from the patrons in a restaurant? That's no way to live. That's you can't pay the bills making $2 an hour plus tips, which are maybe one day it'll be a lot, maybe another day it'll be near nothing. Restaurants need to start considering their positions to be full-time jobs. None of this part-time crap. You hire people to work Monday through Friday or Wednesday through Sunday, whatever the case may be. I mean, stop with this $2 an hour crap in restaurant. What kind of stuff is that? Restaurant owners need to start paying their employees as if they're actual jobs. I've always tipped everybody in sight because I realize this is a problem. But restaurant owners, if you're complaining you can't get people to work for you, it's for two reasons. One, because you don't pay someone enough to be able to earn a living at your place. And secondly, you're a cheap bastard. We've got to change how that happens, how that works. We've got to start paying people money. We're still in a pandemia kind of thing where most restaurants in most states can't have full capacity, so the tips are not great for the waiters and waitresses of our times. We got to change this restaurant payment structure. We really do. All right. Anyway, that's a problem. I don't create problems. I try to solve them. That's my job. I volunteer that information on this show. How to solve every problem. Not that I'm a great person or any. Well, I guess I kind of am. Anyway, how are you doing? You know, again, there are many, many shows you can listen to, but I am the only show where I genuinely care about you, or at least I say that I do, but I don't really. I've been using this as a theme for the past month or so. Here's my theme. Lie to people to make them feel good. I know I've said it 1,000 times before, but right now people need to feel good. You got to make people feel good. You got to put a smile on people's faces because our society's going downhill fast. It has for quite some time now, for nearly a decade. Just look at somebody and say, you look good today. Or you're a good person, or which is a lie. Or, you know, you're looking good. That's so harmless, even if they're not looking good. And most people really aren't. But just say they are. Who are we hurting? Your pride? Your honesty? Give me a break, your honesty. Piff. Just lie to people. Tell them that they're doing wonderfully and they're good people and they look wonderful. And come on. Give them, you know. In most cases, it's absolutely true, but in a lot of cases, it's not. But if you made somebody feel good, that is so golden. It's so golden to make somebody feel good. Now don't do it in a stupid way. Don't just call people up and say, "Bob, I just call in to tell you I think you're a good person. I gotta go. Bye." Don't do that. That's stupid. But when you have the opportunity, when someone's within your radar, throw in a couple of nice things. "Yeah, I went shopping yesterday. Martha, you know, you're really good at shopping, I gotta tell you. That's great." And Martha will say, "Yeah, you know, I guess I am good at shopping." Because we're all gullible. Oh, my God, are we gullible. Seriously, 4 years of Trump, and still, yeah, we're gullible. Not me. You are. This country sucks right now, and it has for the past, like, 5 years. It's six, maybe seven, maybe 50. Politically, we are so divided. The political parties are so focused on making sure that the other party fails so that the next time there's an election, their party can win. Screw the people who you're serving. Take care of yourself, politician, and make sure the other side loses. What a theory of success. What a theory of success that is. I'm focused on making sure the other party fails. Holy shit, what are you, crazy? That's awful. How do you run a country like that? I don't know. I don't care about the people that live in it. I just care about my party winning an election. Oh, God. Are you serious? Politicians do nothing for you. Nothing. You got to do it for yourself. You got to walk around and lie to people. "You look wonderful today."
"I do, thank you."
It's all we got. It's all we got. It's down to that. I have an interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program, not too long from now. I swear it's not too long. How was your Mother's Day, by the way? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Depends on what part of the country you live in, whether it was a nice day or not, so let's not go there. But, see, that's the part. That's the odd part about this country. It's big. It's bigger than France and Spain. It's big because so it has different weather. While you're sitting, you know, in your backyard or your apartment balcony or whatever the case may be at your bus stop, and it's a beautiful day and there's not a cloud in the sky and the temperature is just perfect and you know you can smell the roses and you're sneezing because you have allergies like I do. And you're sitting there going, what a beautiful day this is. What a wonderful day this is in this country. You don't realize that about 600 miles away, there's a tornado chewing up neighborhoods, people dying, houses collapsing on themselves, saying to themselves, what a horrible, this is the worst day I've ever had. It's just like you don't understand. Just because it's a nice day for you doesn't mean it's a nice day everywhere. We don't think that way. We really don't. It's all about us. But you have to take care of yourself. It's got to be about you. It's just that it can't be just about you. That's the difference. But I'm telling you, man, it's when I think about government and the Democrats and Republicans just out for each other's throats, they're both the same. Probably one party is worse than the other, but none of them just want to do stuff for people. They just want to destroy the other party and make them look bad. That's a formula for crap. That's a formula for failure. So I'm not thrilled about this. And I think it's about time the American people, whether they be Democrats or Republicans or with the Whig Party, I need a Whig, so I would be part of that party. No matter what party you're with, you should just say, stop it. Just stop it now. Start doing stuff for people. Have intelligent conversations. Don't idolize individuals. Idolize citizens in masses. Your job in government is to make our lives better, not more stupid. Okay, my guest joins me right now. Jerome Bettis joins us now. He's a former NFL running back, as you probably know, Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee, invented the internet. Is that right, Jerome? Did you?
Something to do with breaking the internet.
Oh, okay. All right. I knew it was something involved with it. All right. And introduce your guest, please.
I'm losing. I couldn't hear you there.
Yeah, introduce your partner there for today.
Oh, I'm with King Kachera. He is the vice president of manufacturing for 84 Lumber.
Excellent. Now, we're talking about something that is near and dear to my heart, believe it or not. I believe in education, but I also believe in the trade and people with skills. And the reason that I honor them is they do things that I can't do. And I think that's an incredible thing. So let's talk about the trade skills. And I know that the both of you are very involved in this.
Yes.
So,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, so we supply the industry. We work with these tradespeople,
mm-hmm.
And we hear from our customers, and we know in the market that, you know, with 1.7 million starts, the industry needs to fill some 400,000 positions,
mm-hmm.
And we've got to be part of that solution. So Skills USA provides us that vehicle to support young people choosing that path, and I think it's a it's a very positive path to develop a skill that you own.
Yes,
that's portable, that can go anywhere you want to go. And 84 Lumber stands here as a company that, you know, also welcomes tradespeople to come in and go through our management trainee program and learn to run a store. In other words, 5-10 years into a trade, you may want to take that skill and get into something that's attached to it but slightly different. So we just see it as a great feeder system for what we want to do and help our customers.
Yeah, having a skill in a trade is, I mean, you can have your own business. You can work for somebody in a very high position. I mean, there's tons of places to go with it. And I think that we should be encouraging that as much as we do about this college education as well. Jerome, how did you get involved in this?
Well, you know what? I was very fortunate to be on a short list of people that they were interested in working with, and I'm proud to be working with Skills USA with the National Signing Day and 84 Lumber. I think this is an incredible opportunity to really highlight and really showcase our young people.
Yes.
And in the the skilled trades, and I think. So many times we do that for our athletes, and myself included,
mm-hmm.
that we need to kind of shift the spotlight because it's an important industry that's not getting enough love, if you will. And I think we can kind of shower that mm-hmm. and really show that there's opportunities here, and it can take you as far as you want to go in terms of a career path.
Yeah, well said. Now how exactly is 84 Lumber achieving this? Is it a publicity campaign, or what's the involvement?
Well, I got to announce today that we actually picked up the tuition for the students in attendance here to go to that trade school. So you know, it's a big deal to not have that debt to get into the trades where you've got to buy tools, and so to be able to focus on that. We wanted to pick up the tuition. So I think we look at continued involvement with the group as something that we can point to as we go forward.
And to be an outsider, to see, you know, 84 Lumber, one of the industry leaders, step in and want to be involved in that job creation, lane. I think that's really important, and I think it's going to really showcase and show all these young people that there are some career opportunities for, you know, let's say inside of 84 Lumber, but that they're saying, hey, we want to promote this industry. So I think it's a great sign for the industry and what's to come.
I mean, it's needed. I know they need nurses and such, which, yeah. But, I mean, we need builders. We need technical, skilled experts to plumbers, electricians, you name it. I mean, construction. We need this right now, and those jobs are flowing.
Yeah. And our economy depends on it.
Yes, it does. And with this infrastructure thing, I mean, wow, the door is really open for everybody. How do people get involved? What if you're interested in this? Where do you go? Where do you turn?
For 84 Lumber, it's 84lumber.com. We have openings across the country, various backgrounds and skill sets, and then there'll be information about the Skills USA sponsorship on our social media, what we've done here today, what we want to do moving forward. And again, it's to help Skills USA and similar groups get the word out that, yeah, this is a worthy occupation, industry to be a part of, and it's going to be growing for a number of years, and get in and make a future for yourself, build your own American dream.
Yeah, it's very important for people getting out of high school and young adults to have a skill and have a need and be a part of society in the sense that they're actually doing something. And you know, you feel very proud when you have a skill that not everybody can necessarily do, and that when people need you, and that's what builds character in a good person. So thank you for that, Jerome. Good speaking to you. Thanks for being hooked up on this as well. And we wish you the best. And one more time, the website.
84lumber.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Well, there you go. That'll do it for me today. You have been wonderful as usual. If I could give you a gift of thanks, I would, but I can't, so I won't. Tell you what, here's what you do. Go out and buy yourself something. Go to a bar and get a drink if you're allowed to in whatever state you're in at this time. Do something nice for yourself. Do it with your own money. And I will have nothing to do with it whatsoever. But just do something for yourself. I'm not paying you back. I'm not doing it for you. Just do it for yourself. Do something for yourself that either gives you a little peace of mind, gives you some pleasure, as long as you don't hurt anybody else or disrespect anybody else. Do something that gives you pleasure. And then sit back and say, wow, Ron on his radio show gave me the license to go out and do something for myself. Yeah, go on, do it for yourself. I remember going to a church. I was a videographer for most of my life. It was one of the many things I've done. And I used to videotape things for people, and they would pay me money, and I would live nicely. So I was videotaping this function for a church. They had some kind of function, and they hired me to videotape a little part of it. And I met these people in the church. They were the nicest people. They invited me in. Ron, can we get you some food at our church thing? This is Sister Betty. She's not my sister. Not really my sister. This is a religious sister. I can't explain it to you right now, but it's my Sister Betty and Brother Tom. You have a lot of relatives. No. They're not my relatives. That's what we call each other in the church. Oh, my God. What's wrong with you? No, they were so nice to me. I mean, after the videotaping, I said, well, thank you very much. And they gave me a check. And then they said, can we walk you to your car? Can we do anything for you? Come by anytime you want, anything you need. It was like, okay, wow. This is like a nice society thing. I felt very comfortable and very welcomed into their little church organization. My beliefs religiously might be different, but I appreciated the way they welcomed me into their little church thing, their little church community. And all I was doing was videotaping, and they were paying me on top of it. That's what this should be about. Not that churches, I'm not saying anything about churches. I'm just saying if as a society we just took everybody in and treated them like, just like, I want to make you feel good. I want to make you feel like you belong. I want you to, because when you feel that way, you're going to spread the love and the warmth. And I thought, this is it. This is really what it is. If you're going to have a society with a lot of freaking people in it, knocking into each other and having their lives intertwined, this is the way you do it. You make everybody feel welcome and wanted and needed, and that you create a society like that. So, my God, perfect. And what is reality? We shut everybody out. You don't belong here. Get out of here. You don't look like me, so go screw yourself. What the, you know, wow, the wrong direction. So I spread the love, and the way that I do it is I just put everything out on a table, and if you're a good person, you'll say, you know, Ron, we really do need to accept each other and to be nice to each other. And that does make all the difference in the world. And that makes for a happy life for everybody. No kidding. You bet it does. Start doing it. And unfortunately, the people who run the government and the political parties have become our biggest enemies. Our biggest enemies in this country is not the media. No, it's not the media. It's not the reporters. It's not the whistleblowers. It's the political parties. They are the ones that don't get it. Those are our enemies, ourselves. Okay, have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. But until then, well, I'm going to just have to wish you peace, and we'll talk to you soon. Tomorrow? Yeah. I'll be here.